And now, another installment of Platitudes from the mind of Peggy Platt.
Snowflakes, each different, but structurally the same, mathematically perfect, yet can create great chaos when dumped all at once, or without warning, or any time it snows in Seattle. Seattleites freak out when there's snow. This year, around the greater Seattle area, we had a perfect snow. Around here, we can count our perfect snows, especially at the holidays. I remember two such perfect snows growing up. One fell January 1972 with 3.5 snow days and the biggest snow fort I've ever built. And on Cottage Lake, where we still have our family home, it was iced over hard enough to play hockey for 2 weeks. Perfect. But even more perfect was Christmas 1965, when I was in the first grade. Now, it didn't seem perfect at the time. Back in the summer, my mother had received an urgent call from DSHS to take in a family of 3 sibs as temporary foster kids. A little more backstory. My brother and I were adopted at birth by my parents. Before they were deemed fit parents to adopt, it was suggested that they might become foster parents. My parents were labeled as morally questionable by the state of Washington, as they had been divorced and remarried to each other due to the pressures of infertility. And they'd only been married 5 of the 11 years they had together in God's eyes. I know this because the phrase was actually written down in their case files. First, my mom said no to fostering again. She had her boy-girl combo, and things were good. She did miss the challenge, though, and was a sucker for the kid's backstory. A postpartum schizophrenic mother and a mostly absent opera singer father who lived out of a suitcase. They just needed a home for 3 to 6 months. And so they arrived June 15th, the day before my 6th birthday. My perfect party was ruined because Janine's birthday was the day before mine, and so we had to have a second cake, and I got less gifts and less attention from my mom, and my wardrobe that year became almost all blue because my mother had started that day in making me the blue girl. We were a perfect stepladder by Christmas, 2 boys, 3 girls, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in ages. The girls got 3 pairs of fuzzy slippers and matching fuzzy robes in pink, yellow, and blue. I was blue. And 3 church hats. I wanted the paisley, but I got blue. And my Aunt Clara, who always breezed in on holidays with fabulous gifts, gave us $5 each to shop instead of our customary pile of gifts so we could all feel special. That really sucked. Brother Bill was a cowboy. Eddie was an Indian, so quick-thinking dad made them both big game hunters. And we 3 girls got 1 easy bake oven with a triple pack of mixes and 3 Barbies to share 1 deluxe wardrobe and dream house. I kvetched and moaned, but I did learn to share. And our perfect Rockwellian Christmas was complete with snow. The kids had bounced around all over the country since birth, and none of them had seen a white Christmas or had a daddy who stomped around with jingle bells on the porch roof or a mother whose mission it was to make each one of us feel equally special every day. I sobbed hard, so I couldn't breathe the day they left with only 3 days warning to move in with their dad and new stepmom. just shy of 13 months from when they came. So when I remember the five of us screaming with laughter and joy about the first flakes falling on Christmas Eve, it was perfect. A perfect childhood memory of a perfect year with a perfect Christmas and a perfect family, starting off with perfect snowflakes. ¶¶